Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody make a safe trip as they make their way to work and from work this morning. I want to welcome y'all to another new episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Rel, aka Dilla. So, topic of today is, what do I think about an open relationship and sex on the first date? And what a guy, along with sex on the first date, does that turn a guy off from wanting a relationship? So first, let's talk about sex on the first date. As we all know, you know, you pursue somebody or you meet somebody, you start talking and you're like, hey, let's go out for a date. If the chemistry's there, all signs lead to yes, end up having sex. Cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. I've been on plenty of first dates where I smash. And for me, it's hard to say. I feel like that does determine if you want to, you know, continue to talk to him or not. I think that does play a factor in if it's, oh, well, it was too easy on both ends. You know, they gave it up too easy, shit like that. But, I mean, at the same time, it could have been, you know, both man and the woman ain't had sex in a long time. And then they just was able to hit it off to the point where, shit, they ended up, you know, going back to the crib and smashing. So it could be that. It don't necessarily got to be, you know, oh, well, it was too easy for me to get it, you know, right off the rip. So I feel like it goes hand in hand. It depends. It just depends. So I'm not for or against saying that it's bad. I'm not going to say that, well, it would turn a guy off from dating him, because it depends on so much. About what led up to the sex, or, you know, the story behind them two in previous relationships. It just depends. Now, there's such scenarios where you fuck and just be like, okay, well, I think we should be fuck buddies, or, you know, you fuck and you end up being together for all of eternity and shit. Steve Harvey in his goddamn book was like, women should wait 90 fucking days. Fuck you. Ain't no goddamn way in hell that men should wait 90 fucking days. Now, I've waited in my lifetime six months before. It just happened. But, I mean, other than that, I wasn't waiting for shit. I want a fucking sample of how that motherfucker gonna be like. Because if I wait 90 days, and we finally decide to have sex, the chemistry could be there. We could be compatible as hell on a mental tip and shit. But if that sex is bad, hell nah. To me, sex is a deal breaking relationship. I don't care what anybody say. If that motherfucking walls is loose, motherfuckers beat that whole wall loose, ain't no way in hell a nigga gonna wanna stay in that shit. They definitely go cheat. And ain't no way in hell these chicks, especially nowadays, go be with a nigga who can't stroke and beat that motherfucker up the way that they wanted to. I don't care what anybody say. Anybody could argue with me upon this podcast about sex being a deal breaker, because it's definitely a deal breaker. I've left plenty of women because they sex was weak as hell. I can't fathom being with a woman for years, her sex is bad. Can't do it. Just can't do it. And if you do it, I know you're gonna cheat. You're gonna cheat. You're definitely gonna cheat. Ain't no way in hell a sane person is gonna stay with another person. Like, you know, oh, you know, I love them. You know what I'm saying? We get along. You know what I'm saying? We got this chemistry and we just well connected. But they sex is horrible. You know, I do without it. Nah, ain't no way in hell motherfuckers gonna sit here and go all these years and do without the one thing that's so enjoyable in the entire world. Nah, bro. No way in hell. So the hell with the 90-day rule. Maybe a month is cool. You know what I'm saying? 30 days is fine if you wanna wait to give it up. You know what I'm saying? You could get to know somebody, not all the way, but you could definitely get to know somebody deeply in 30 fucking days versus 90. The fuck? 90 damn days. You ought to be out your rabbit ass fucking mind. Steve Harvey must have waited 90 days and ran into some bad pussy. 90 fucking days. But then that moving forward. So again, you know, the rebuttal, I'm not for or against the fact that a man would or would not stay with a woman because they gave it up on the first date. It's just too much. It's just so much factors to run into that. Yeah, it may be like, oh, well, she's easy to get, but it don't necessarily mean that as well. Because like I said, it could be that shit. Sure, they ain't had it in so long. And, you know, a nigga cologne could turn the bitch on and she ready to fuck, or vice versa. So moving forward to the next topic real quick, what do I think about an open relationship? No, I don't think that an open relationship, I don't think anybody should have an open relationship. Like, to me, an open relationship is you being single. Technically, the people who are single all have open relationships. They're open to meeting new fucking people, open to having sex with new people. You know what I'm saying? That's the open relationship to me. But if you dealing with somebody and y'all like, hey, we should have an open relationship, that's stupid as hell. Why have an open relationship with the person that you quote unquote want to be with, but yet want to fuck other people and see other people? That's stupid as hell to me. Just don't be with them. Just be single. It makes no... The whole idea of an open relationship is very stupid to me. You might as well just be single. But people want to put that title on it. Oh, it's an open relationship. Now, what? No. No, you're just fucking single at that point. Y'all two just so happen to like fucking with each other, but don't want to stop fucking with each other. So therefore, just be fuck buddies. Be friends with benefits. An open fucking relationship. Yeah, explain that to your kids if you have kids with each other. Well, yeah, me and your mom were together, but not together. It's an open relationship. Yeah, you seen Tom, Dick, and Harry. We are all in a relationship because it's open. Nah, man, get the fuck on with that. Open relationship, that should be non-existent, bro, like for real. To me, again, open relationship is just two people wanting to fuck other people, fuck with other people. So you might as well both just be single. Or like I said, friends with bennies. Because I am not going to sit up here and like your stinking ass and you tell me, oh, well, you know, I want to see other people. I want to keep rocking with you. So I think we should have an open relationship. Well, bitch, you finna have that shit by yourself because I'm not going to be with your ass. I'm not fucking with it, not rocking with it. That's really retarded to me, Joe. Like, I don't see how anybody would want an open fucking relationship. Open relationship plus all these random people could potentially equal STDs, HIV, AIDS. You never know. Who knows? There's so much shit going around out here. You know? That whole idea is ludicrous. That shit, that term should be deleted. Should be gone. Like, you really have to think about it. I like you. I love you. but we should still see other people. That means you don't like or love them. Like, come on now. Love is amongst friends, best friends, family. Love is just, if you're in a relationship, is between two people. Yeah, I understand that there's no rules to a relationship. It's all this, you know, hidden textbook guidelines about a relationship. There is no rules. There is no 100% guidelines to how a relationship should be. But if you just go in a traditional fucking sense of how we, you know, grew up knowing and watching what a relationship is, open is not one of them. Like, real shit. It's between two goddamn people. And only two goddamn people. The minute you step outside of that, it's not a damn relationship no more. So, yeah, I am not for an open relationship at all, period. Period. Not for that shit. It's the dumbest thing in the fucking world. It just doesn't make sense to be in an open relationship. And I challenge anybody who disagrees, I challenge anybody to make it make sense that an open relationship is sufficing in a damn relationship. Please make that shit make sense to me, because it does not make sense to be in an open relationship. You might as well just be friends. Feel me? So, this podcast wasn't intended to be super long, because don't really need to be, you know. I don't think open relationships is good. I don't think that a man really thinks of a woman super less because she gives it up on her first date. Me personally, I would still continue to, you know, fuck with somebody if I had smashed them on the first date. I mean, I've done it before. I've dated people, dated women who I've smashed on the first date. Sex is sex, you know what I'm saying? It's an enjoyable thing. Like, okay, she gave it up on the first night, cool. Now, the only way I would say otherwise is if you go into it with no intentions of having sex at all, but shorty is so persistent, or the man is so persistent on trying to fuck on the first date, then, you know, that's some thirsty ass shit. You shouldn't fuck with him. That's the only time I say that a man or a woman may think, eh, maybe I shouldn't fuck with them, because they really was after what's in my pants and not what's upstairs in my mind. If you go end up going on multiple dates, right? Say you got three dates in one day. Say you got a breakfast date, a lunch date, and a dinner date, right? And all three just really wanted to fuck, then yeah, cancel that shit like Christmas. Cancel that shit like Nino. But if, you know, you two randomly go out, you know what I'm saying, y'all having fun, whatever, the vibe is there, and y'all both just ended up being sexually attracted, that's cool, you know. End up having sex. Don't think nothing less of it, you know. It was a mutual understanding between both bodies. Literally. By the way, I'm on my way to work, and for some odd reason, at 7 o'clock, in the morning, this e-way is so clear. I'm taking 290 to work, and it's never clear in the morning. Never. It's always some traffic, especially because I'm late. I left out late. But around this time, it's never clear, and it's so damn clear. I got on the e-way at, what, damn near 7 o'clock, and I'm all the way in Elk Grove Village. It took me 6 minutes to get over here that quick. But anyway, not to shift off topic, whatever. Again, you know, in summary, I'm not for open relationships. I don't think that smashing on the first date would steer anybody away from being with them, because there's so many factors into as to why they ended up having sex. You know, you can't really just blatantly say you shouldn't, that a man wouldn't fuck with you because you gave it up. Now, I mean, it is, some man is like, you know, I don't want to deal with it because, damn, she did give it up too easy. Now, there was a chick that I met one day. We went out that weekend, and she gave it up super quick. And I'm like, I don't think I want to fuck with you. Hey, you bragged about your pussy so much, it wasn't even all that, it was mediocre. B, yeah, you gave it up super quick. C, you didn't really take the time out in a week to really get to know me and see what my head was at, because everything was about sex. So at that point, at that time, I was like, nah, she gave it up too quick. Didn't want to get to really know me. She got to know what's under me. Nah, it's all right. So in that situation, if you fall into that type of situation, then, you know, cancel that shit. Nah. Sorry. I'm so sleepy. I've been going to bed at midnight 2 days in a row. Tired. But yeah, that's that about that. I want to thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Again, Anchor is one of the easiest way to start a podcast. There's a bunch of tools to create anything and everything you need to do a podcast. Y'all can definitely give me good feedback. Please share. I got a goal in mind about getting on radio. Something I'm starting to be very passionate about. I say this, I'm going to start preaching this in every podcast because I'm going to speak this to existence. So again, it's another good episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Dilla. Stay tuned. I am now a co-host for my girl Raven Clark. We recently had linked up. We met. When I started doing the podcast, she ended up reaching out to me about, you know, collabing, you know, all that together. We putting pieces to the puzzle together. She getting her podcast and her radio show together, and she asked me to co-host. I'm excited about it. Our first show together will be this Friday. Hopefully, but around 6-7 o'clock. Friday is my birthday. It's my 29th. So I decided, hey, let's do it on my birthday because, it's my birthday. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to me and her spreading our message out, positive message out to the world, to Chicago, you know, hopefully one day entire Illinois, states over, you know, the world eventually, you know. I appreciate my listeners that I've been having so far, you know, I've only been doing this maybe a month now, and I got over 100 plays. I appreciate it. Well, much love. So to all those who know me personally, you can text me about my episodes. You can Facebook message me about my episodes. Hit me up here on Anchor. I appreciate all my listeners. So again, be on the lookout for our show this Friday. I'll mention it every day up until that point. So this has been another episode of Talk That Ish. Holla at y'all later. Have a safe and blessed day. I'll holla.